This goes to Crystal Morrissey, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, M like Mary, O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y, P-A-C, Vex 989-875-5023, and Dr. Alkeek, A-L-K-I-E-K, Vex 989-466-3643, regarding Gene, middle initial L, like Larry, Otto, O-T-T-O, date of birth 5/15/1951. Dear Crystal and Dr. Alkeek, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Otto with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was December 5th of last year. Since that time, her interventional cardiologist started her on Sotalol. She's not sure of the exact dose, and she'll be calling back with that. I assume 80 milligrams twice a day. And she was having episodes of atrial fibrillation with extreme shortness of breath and a lot of fatigue. And after she was started on the Sotalol, her heart rate has stabilized around 60, and she's feeling very well. She does complain of severe vaginal yeast infections after starting Jardiance, unfortunately. She has held it for a week, and the vaginal yeast infections stop at that point. So we know that it's very effective drug for renal protection as well as cardiac protection. But, of course, severe yeast infections are a very bad side effect and possible contraindication. It may be worthwhile to have her use the Jardiance every other day or perhaps on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays only to see if she can get the cardiorenal protection without the vaginal yeast infection side effects. And she denies current chest pain or palpitations. Her dyspnea on exertion is markedly improved. There's none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No incontinence. And minimal edema of the lower extremities. And her weight is unchanged from her previous visit. Medications. Medication list is reviewed, and the two new medications are the Jardiance, one daily, and the Sotalol, twice a day. I assume that's 80 milligrams twice a day. I also want to highlight the lisinopril, 10 milligrams once daily. In addition, and she's also anticoagulated with Xarelto, 20 milligrams daily, and torsemide, 10 milligrams daily for edema control. Metoprolol is 100 milligrams twice a day. Amiodarone is 200 milligrams once a day. And the patient also has a permanent pacemaker. I assume that's set at 60 for a regular rate. Physical exam, weight 233 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 80. Pulse is 62 in regular. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck, no JVD. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and she has 1+ ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 23rd of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.3 with estimated GFR of 44. Calcium is 9.4. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin is 4.5. Her hemoglobin A1C was high at 9.7. Ferritin is 14. Iron, 37. Iron saturation is 8. Phosphorus, 3.9. Intact parathyroid hormone, 116. Hemoglobin is 12.8. with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy, poor control. Hopefully the control will be improved. Jardiance is causing some vaginal yeast infection, so maybe worthwhile to consider dosing that every other day to see if she can get the cardiorenal protection without the yeast infection side effect. 3, hypertension, currently well controlled. 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on beta blockers. The sotalol actually is helping, so is the amiodarone, and pacemaker is maintaining a heart rate of in the 60 range. And the patient will have a follow-up visit in this practice in 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.